the legendary Emmanuel Ax finally making his long overdue Albany Symphony debut. As you know, he lives in New York and he has a home in the Berkshires. He's at Tanglewood a lot in the summer and also at SPAC, but he's never played with us, even though I love him and know him and have played with him elsewhere. So we're really excited, and we're having him play, you know, two real specialties of his, a Mozart concerto, and, you know, he plays Mozart like nobody else. It's so intimate and just as if Mozart himself were sitting there playing it for you, and then a great romantic, now sort of little-known piece, but at one time a very popular piece, César Franck, the great French composer's symphonic variations. So neat partnering of two different, very different kinds of concertos.
Also, the opening night will feature something that's very special and very interesting to me. When one thinks of the Civil War and the music that emerged from that horrible time in American history, you naturally think of the blues, some folk music, some other Americana. You're going to have a very special presentation as part of your opening night with music that sort of came from the Civil War.
Well, yeah, I guess it's a new piece, a brand new piece by a lovely young composer that we've just recently partnered with and discovered, named Jesse Montgomery, who's also a brilliant violinist as well as a composer and a teacher, arranger, all sorts of stuff. And this is a great kind of African-American melody-inspired 10-minute string orchestra piece that's just very soulful and beautiful and really simple in the most wonderful way. I really think it's a great piece.
Tell us how hard it is to get someone like Emmanuel Ax. What is the process of getting
him to show up?
Well, just getting him. I mean, he must be so busy.
He is so busy. I've been watching because he's been opening seasons around the country and the world. He was at the New York Philharmonic a week or two ago, and down in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and he's just going. Actually, we're sort of building our season in a certain way around him. In February, we're doing a very special concert of the entire set of Beethoven piano concertos, all five of them, and we've invited a different student, former student of his, to play each of the concerti. And they're all young, brilliant young pianists. One of them, George Lee, the youngest probably, just won the silver medal at the Tchaikovsky competition, even though I think he's only 20 years old. So these are amazing young artists, all of whom have been students of Manny's, of Emmanuel Ax's. And I talked to Manny about it, and he helped me select these students and invite them. And I said, well, I hope you'll be able to come. And he said, oh, I'll make sure to try to. And then I talked to his manager. We happen to have the same manager. And she said, there's no way Manny can come because Manny's booked every week except for 1 week this year. I mean, he's either, you know, in Europe or in Asia or somewhere. He seems so, you know, relaxed and easygoing, but he's playing a different show every single weekend of the year. It's quite extraordinary.
When you sit down to plan the entire season that runs from October through June, how does that start? You must have 1,000 ideas. You have to pare them down. How do you get it all together?
I'd love to have 1,000 ideas. I usually only have about 100 ideas, to be very, very honest about it. And exactly that. We pare it down. We pick a couple of things that we know we really want to make happen. This year, we're doing Mahler's Second Symphony in April as a big event. And we also have this magnificent American Music Festival that we do up at MPAC at the end of the season. This year, it's happening in the second weekend of June. And so I know certain anchor pieces. And also, then what comes into focus is I have a couple of anchor artists, like in this case, it was Manny Ax, and we wanted to build it around him to a certain extent. And then I, you know, look at, you know, what new pieces we want to premiere, what recording activities we're involved in, what artists we'd like to bring who are new artists to the community. And we sort of, and then we work for a long time on the budget and making sure that, you know, that we have enough really, that we have smaller concerts to counterbalance the bigger concerts in terms of orchestra size and expense. And we go through a lot of, a really long process, really pretty much from June or July until it really gets put to bed in November or December. So, and it, you know, it has to do with availability of artists and different things like that. So it's amazing how it always comes into focus ultimately. And usually, you know, what I'm mainly interested in is making sure that every concert is a sensation, has just got great things, and that together, the 8 or 9 of them a year make a beautiful bouquet of offerings for our subscribers and audience
goers. You say there's going to be some family programming. That's got to be a challenge to make something that the 10-year-old likes and the 85-year-old likes. Right, everyone from junior to grandpa.
Right. We do a 3-concert family series as well, mm-hmm. which is kicking off at the end of November on the 22nd. And that I've written two new shows, which is kind of unusual for me because usually I use 2 or 3 of my old shows and maybe add one. But the first one is all about Harry's Sonata and the Baton of Power. It's a Harry Potter ripoff, obviously, and I play Harry Potter, and it's all about learning to be a conductor. And so the kids and I have to learn together how to use our magic batons to guide the orchestra. The second one's all about well, it's actually all about Star Wars. It's about writing an opera, and we're collaborating with the young, brilliant young singers from Bard College, from their conservatory opera program, and we're doing a whole opera program around a Star Wars theme, and the last one's about superheroes. So those are really fun to design because, again, as you say, Brian, I'm trying to pitch it toward the 8 to 12 crowd, but I want to be sure that parents and grandparents love it as well.